Hello again. Down Memory Lane is the cover title of three albums which are exceptional in band terms. A group of exceptional musicians, some already retired from active banding, some of them senior figures amongst the young colleagues who are to succeed them. A small group were reminiscing about the old days, and the idea of just one concert was born. They already knew who was who, and telephone calls did the rest. Kings of Brass, the cream of earlier decades, was born. But not for just one concert. Enthusiasm of players and audiences alike expanded that one concert into a decade of exceptional music making, which, I'm happy to say, included three visits to the Isle of Man. Here they are now, playing their own march, Kings of Brass. Derek Broadbent's march, Kings of Brass, the signature march of the group of veteran bandsmen who, in the late Geoffrey Whittam's jesting phrase, rehearsed once a month by telephone. The repertoire of the band was traditional in the very best sense, the fodder of concerts in city auditoriums and seaside bandstands. Like this well-known and well-loved overture, Franz von Suppe's Poet and Peasant.
Thank you.
Who was going to direct these men of exceptional reputation? By common consent, two equally exceptional figures, James Scott and Geoffrey Whittam, former players and conductors, respected through the brass band movement, and who would be the band's soloists? Well, Kevin Wadsworth, for one, who in his own humorous description of his career started playing the cornet at the age of 6, retired at the age of 7, and made a comeback when he was 8. Recruited by Black Dyke when he was 14 as a tenor horn player.
Thank you.
Kevin Wadsworth playing the finale of Richard Strauss's Horn Concerto. I'm pleased to say that one of my best-remembered original works for brass is featured on the Kings of Brass recordings, Gilbert Vinter's Triumphant Rhapsody. It was the test piece for the long-now-defunct Wills Championships at the Royal Albert Hall. For me, it was an electrifying experience. I listened to all 16 competing bands, bought the album at one of the trade stands, and when I got home to Sheffield at 3 a.m, I played it again.
Thank you. Thank you.
Triumphant Rhapsody, wonderful music by Gilbert Vinter. And now I think I've talked quite enough for one programme, so the rest of the hour it's minimum chat and maximum melody, starting with four legends of the euphonium, Stephen Lord, Lyndon Baglan, Trevor Groom and John Clough, playing Mozart's Ave Verum, before we return to the full band for the finale from Gounod's Faust.
Thank you.
Another quartet now, Peter Reid and the late James Shepherd on cornets, along with Kevin Wadsworth again and Stephen Lord euphonium. They give us a very rarely heard gem by Eric Ball. It's called Jewels, before the full band returns with a cornet classic, Cornet Carillon.
Ooh.
And so this hour, well spent with Kings of Brass, comes to a close with two very appropriate choices. First, the march that says exactly who they are, Old Comrades. While tonight's show draws to its close with a hymn that drew together those old comrades for a final curtain call when they played at Geoffrey Whittam's funeral in 2009. The day thou gavest, Lord, is ended. Good night.